warmed by the devil's fire. John 18:18. And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. On a cold night, who could not love a warm fire? But Peter was entering a very cold phase of his discipleship to Christ. But he could not, as a Christian, warm himself up at the devil's fire. It would only cease to cool his spiritual walk and warm up his base passions. The little doorkeeper, the maid, let Peter in at the behest of another disciple, who was known by the high priest's family. Now some would say this is John speaking in the third person, as he was accustomed to do, but I cannot be sure of that, and Scripture does not clearly say that. However, Peter is led in, and many things happen near the devil's fire. Why is this the devil's fire, you ask? Well, first, it is because Peter's first denial comes by the devil's fire. The attraction of Satan's flames, and the comfortable and easiness of evil, the pathway of least resistance, comes to us by the offering of a warming fire. He so easily warms himself to this fire. As the door was opened for him to come in, so it was a door opening to sin, and now he is tempted to warm himself by the devil's fire. It says the servants and officers stood there, and Peter stood with them. I think I hear an ancient text that rings in my ears. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Jesus warned dear Peter to watch and be sober. Now he is in the belly of the beast, where the flames are hot, and warming himself with the very fires of Satan, which will crucify his Lord and friend. If we stand with the sinner, we will fall with them. It is impossible for us to warm ourselves at Satan's fire and not get burned. If fellowship with the world and worldly people, you will get burned by the same fire they do. While Jesus is in the fires of afflictions, Peter is being warmed by Satan's fire. Jesus speaks plainly and tells them who he is. His teachings are known. Peter warms himself at Satan's fire and denies the Lord again while he stands there. Learn this. The longer you stand with sinners, the greater will be your denial to your Lord. Peter is then asked by the kinsmen of the man who had his ear cut off by Peter's sword. And Peter continues to warm himself at Satan's fire and says, I am not that man. Curses and leaves and wept bitterly. Meanwhile, Jesus, not denying who he is, professes a good profession before Pontius Pilate. What a lesson it is for us that the devil's fire only warms our passions and seemingly fulfills our temporary desire, but when it is finished, we will weep bitterly because of the devil's fire. Standing in the way of sinners will never profit the children of God, but seek to warm their passions and excite their lust and lead them to greater sins and bring about a bitter weeping in the end. Peter fell because he entered into temptation. He was not sober. He opened the door for it. He went inside it. He warmed himself up to the fire. It warmed his passions up. Could it not be that you going to the bar with old friends could lead to the same thing? You looking on the wine when it stirreth itself aright could lead you to the same end? Could it be that you venturing off onto the internet into things that you shouldn't could lead to the same thing? You standing in the way of sinners, you being around them and fellowshipping with them could lead you to the same disaster as Peter. Peter found himself in severe denial of his Lord by warming himself at Satan's fire. So will you if you think that you are able to blend in with the world and go along to get along. It will never happen. You will find yourself weeping bitterly that you have given in to base temptations and passions due to the heat of the devil's fire.